to On the Edge with April Mahoney brings. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, brains. How you doing? It's me, your host, April Mahoney. Check this out. I always like to bring you thought leaders and new and creative ideas, so I found one. This woman here, Dahlia Joseph, what is she? She's an improvologist. Now, what does that look like, brains? It's an earthy, grassroots kind of vibe. It shows up and helps you get real clear. It's a lifestyle and how we choose to wear it. Can we improve upon this story? Let's find out with Coach Dahlia Joseph of Canada. How you doing, Sister Brown?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain about a thing. I got a little bit of the sniffles here. The weather's been kind of damp in California, but it's cold as the dickens in Canada, right?
It is. It is. It's like minus 50, if not more.
Ooh, who does that?
It feels like it. It is chilly.
Wow. Wow, that's a cold piece. Well, I'm glad that you're here to warm our hearts. I just want to get to know you. I want my brains to get to know you. I just feel a synergy and an energy with you. I want to hear about your earthy vibe and your philosophy. What is improvology? Because a lot of people these days want to change folks. You know, I want to transform you. They're going to turn you into a turtle. Or they want to show up authentic. You know, what does that mean? I like your perspective because you want to improve upon where people already are. Share that with us.
Exactly, because you actually do have it inside of you. I'm just here to remind you who you are in terms of your authentic self. So improvology, and I just made up the word actually. So improvology to me is the science of knowing yourself, that awareness. And what I do is I teach you how to fly. When I say fly, I mean finally love yourself. Not at the end, but in the beginning and once and for all.
Wow. That's some big action items you want people to do. You want them to step into themselves. So this is your philosophy. So
Yes. Talk
a little bit about self-sabotage. Where do you think people, you know, where do they come up with this nonsense that's rattling around in their brains?
You know, it could come from anywhere. It could come from when you were little. Somebody told you that, you know, you weren't smart enough. And then you start replaying that in your mind and you start bringing that into your relationships. You start bringing that into every area of your life, right? You've made agreement with that saying. And the only reason why you've made agreement with that is because that came from someone that you looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
It could be your teacher,
right.
It could be community, it could be, you know, your favorite aunt or uncle.
Right.
And
your religion.
Yeah,
it
your
could
religion.
Be your diet, you know, it could be a lot of things. Absolutely.
Exactly.
So where'd you get your grassroots, earthy kind of vibe? I like that. You're just your own person.
You know, I think I was influenced by music. I love music. We were talking before, I love funk. I know you love funk as well.
Oh, yes.
And just, I think it's just within me in terms of just being different, being unique. I don't do the status quo. If somebody says right, I turn left. I'm not the type of person to get into groups or anything like that. I prefer to be on my own. But, you know, I dabble here and there, but I'm not really a follower.
Right. That's good. So were you born and raised in Canada? Are you a native Canadian?
No, I was born in England, actually.
Oh, okay.
And we came here in the late 60s. So I was quite young, so that's why I don't have my British accent.
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. I like Canadians. I have a large Canadian following, so I love you guys out there for sure. That's for sure. Tell us about the 7 secrets for feeling confident, sexy, and free. Because let me tell you something about that free. That free is not easy to get, okay? You got to do the work. Constantly.
Right.
My mentor once told me, let me share this quote with you, and I thought it was so appropriate. She says, are we free to be afraid or afraid of being free? So I want you to elaborate on that when you tell us a little bit about the seven secrets for feeling confident, sexy, and free.
Hey, well, the book really is about valuing yourself instead of devaluing. We're so used to devaluing ourselves. And what I mean by that is that we hold on to the negative more than we do the positive. And it's to the point where we can't even actually look at ourselves. If we can't look at ourselves, then we can't receive compliments. We can't receive just being who our authentic person is or who we are. I would say free is about living without restrictions, living without doubt, living without...
Is that living without discipline, though?
I would say yes.
Because you really, you know, now we may be able to agree to disagree, and I love to do that on the edge. and the reason why I flow with you like that is because I don't know. Run by your perspective, and then I'll chime in. Go ahead, tell me what you think.
Discipline to a point, right? Not where it inhibits you and restricts you, but discipline to a point where you are taking care of yourself and honoring yourself.
But the discipline goes side by side with consistency.
Exactly.
You know, it's
yes.
a practice. It's a spiritual practice, you know, and so people really got to get in that headspace too because they think that's just willy-nilly, you know, and it's not. I talked to some entrepreneurs, for example. Oh, I want to be free. I don't want to have to go into an office. I don't want to have a staff. I don't want to have a boss. Right. But you got all this other stuff and that too and not realizing it. So freedom comes with a cost. It's like happiness. Happiness comes with a cost, too, because you keep chasing it. You know, what's the next thing that's going to make me happy? What's the next thing that's going to set me free? Is it a new job? Is it getting rid of this relationship? So when you work with your clients, you know, and you take them on this journey and you hold their hand, what kind of turnkey approaches or what do you really pour into them? Give us one or two takeaways. You know, one of the benefits of working with you and really kind of understanding where you are to lead me to where I need to be.
That you matter. That you are valuable. I run this course called Valuable by Design, and it makes you start thinking about who you are and what you bring to the table, and it helps you reframe your habitual negative thoughts because a lot of times we think. But we're not aware of how we're thinking.
Okay.
Right? Because a lot of times when we think negative, that's what we bring into our lives quite a bit, and we're not noticing that we're not thinking positive. So I look at what are you mostly thinking of, because whatever you're thinking of, you're going to bring about, right?
Right.
Whatever you focus on expands. So what I help you do is reframe the stories that you're telling yourself, because a lot of those stories aren't even yours. They're things that you picked up along the way, and you made an agreement with that. So it's helping you get out of your own way.
Right. I get you. I totally get you. So tell my brains how they can get a copy of the free ebook.
I'll post a link, and they can get a copy of the free book. And when you read the book, it's not just doing it the one time. As you said before, it's about repetition. It's about, you know, consistently do it every day in order to see results. It's like taking a bath daily. It's recommended daily, right?
Right. So you use it as a mantra or, you know, okay.
Affirmation.
Perfect.
Yeah. One of the things that I tell myself, especially when it comes to freedom, right, it's a choice, right? You choose how you want to feel. And one of the things that I say, and your affirmations can be either short or long, but one of the things that I say is today I choose to feel good, look good, smell good, think good, great, good, beautiful, amazing things. And I keep going with that because I make that choice.
Exactly. And it's very important, the neuro-linguistic programming, what we say inside our brains. So what I want to do is something fun with you, okay? I caught you off guard. Let's do a round of 10 random questions because I want to get to know you. My brains want to get to know you. You open for that?
I'm up for it.
All right, here we go. If you were a texture, a textile, what would you be? Would you be a cotton? Would you be a wool? Would you be a hemp? Would you be a bamboo?
I would say cotton.
Cotton.
It's soft and it bounces back. Yes.
If you were an animal, what type of animal would you be and why?
A panther, because it's sleek and how it just takes one step in front of the other, and it's just, it's elegant to me. A black panther.
Oh, boy. If you were a fragrance, what would you smell like?
Sweet.
I'm sorry, you smell sweet?
Yeah. I would, a fragrance,
All right, we'll come back to that one.
I would say Chanel.
You like, so you mean a perfume fragrance? Okay, so I was thinking more along the lines of like a cinnamon or a pine or mint or a sandalwood or musk, something like that.
Sandalwood. I love the smell of sandalwood.
Okay, sandalwood. And if you were a precious stone, what jewel would you be?
Diamond.
A diamond. If you had one gift for mankind, what would you give him or her?
A word of saying that you are valuable and that you matter. Well, you said one word. Love.
Perfect. Give me one of your character flaws.
I overextend myself.
Overextender.
Yes.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Give me one bad habit.
I like to munch a lot.
I do too. I sit here, girl, I have a glass of wine and be snacking and talking to folks through the computer screen. I swear I'm going to swell up like a jellyfish. It ain't a cute look, but it's a good life. Give me a song. Tell me one song, since you like music from the funk era, that just drives you crazy. You got to get you on the dance floor.
Funkadelic. Red light. Flashlight, red light.
Girl, me too. I go crazy. You know, Bootsy is retiring.
No, I'm sorry, love?
Bootsy Collins, he is retiring now. No more coming down from the mothership. And it's, you know, George Clinton, all of that. It was such a great era. Well, you know what? You have been so fun. You have been so real. I really enjoyed this interview with you. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our brains before we conclude?
Just, again, that to value yourself and that you matter and that everything starts with you. Everything starts with you. How you see yourself, how you look at yourself, how you talk about yourself, and that you can finally love yourself, but it starts with you. And you can find me at joinimprovology.com. You can find me on Instagram at alwaysthebest. And Facebook under Delia Joseph.
Well, you know, we were talking about self, and you just connected with a beautiful black panther that would love to wear cotton, smell something sweet, wear diamonds on her paws. She overextends herself, and her favorite color is purple. And don't put on no Parliament Funkadelic brains, because she will turn the party out here on the edge. I want to thank you so much for being here with me and my brains. Always know that this is a place for you to come and take your shoes off and kick back, send up a good burn offering, and improve your ology. Get your ologies together, brains. Connect with her on social media. Thank you so much, Delia Joseph, for coming here with me on The Edge today.
Thank you, April.
Be be good, brains, to yourself. If you can't be good to nobody else. Have a good day. Bye.